This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on role of Swachh Bharat Mission in reducing infant mortality rate. The participants are Dr. Shobhna Gupta, Deputy Commissioner, Rashtriya Bal Swasthya Karyakram, and Arjun Chaudhary, Anchor.
I'm joined by Dr. Shobhna Gupta, with whom we would be discussing about the recent report by the UK scientific magazine called Nature, where they have brought to light the benefits of India's health and educational system that has led to a lower infant and child mortality rate in India. We'll try and understand how that is the case because of Clean India Mission. What has gone behind it since it was set up by the Honorable Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi. Ma'am, a warm welcome to you on the program discussion today.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Gupta, there's always a long-term outlook of the government when they run a public health program. And the benefits, the return on this type of an investment by the government of India is not seen immediately, but only after. Now we are seeing that 60 to 70,000 lives are being saved annually because of the government's efforts. Could you tell us from a technical standpoint how we have achieved this?
Yeah, you rightly said that, you know, mission like Swachh Bharat Mission, although they take time to show the impact, you know, minimum you require 5 to 10 years actually to show how the results are being brought up. So definitely, as you know, if we talk about the Swachh Bharat Mission, they have shown that how the provision of toilets, there is a reduction of open defecation has led to more cleanliness and sanitation measures across the communities in the country, across all the states, and it has actually helped to bring about the deaths which were happening because of the diarrhea in the small children, in the children less than 5 years, especially when we talk about the children of below 1 year of age, which are highly vulnerable to these diseases. So these interventions go in a long way. As you know, why the diarrhea happens, diarrhea is the passage of loose motions in the child, because of which there is a loss of water and essential electrolytes. So the child becomes dehydrated, and if not taken care in time, the child can die also, which we really don't want. So the causes leading to diarrhea starts from the cleanliness. The hygiene is an important part. If taken care of, these can be totally prevented. So our strategy in the government of India, especially coming from the health, is to prevent the child from having these measures. So our strategy is to prevent and protect the child, and if this happens, then to treat the child. So definitely we talk it as PPT, so prevent, protect and treat. The simple measures like how we need to prevent the cleanliness, using of the toilets, using of the sanitation measures, like once you come from the toilet, wash your hands with soap and water. So the usage of soap before you eat anything, use soap and water to wash the hands. Use of safe water. How do we save water? Even we use a piped water supply. You know, once you are storing the water, that utensil should be clean. That should be covered. The water should be covered anywhere. So these are simple measures. The food we are taking, that should be covered and freshly cut and not taken from, you know, where the flies are roaming. So these are very simple. And the good hand wash. We all have learned from COVID that how hand washing prevents simple illness from cold and cough to even the severe illness. So these are the simple hand and sanitation measures. And even we have seen that there are toilets made, still the people go to the fields for open defecation. So strict no to open defecation even at the remotest of the villages. That is the purpose and that is the, you know, message we want to give, that use the toilet, use piped water supply and take sanitation measures.
So fundamentally or basically, one must be educated with good habits rather than rely on economic indicators of poverty or malnutrition as the principal reason why child or a baby is encountering death in such high numbers.
You are absolutely right in that, you know, because if you start from these measures, the child will have automatically good nutrition because he will be eating good food. Apart from the sanitation measures in children, what is important? That the simple measures which we all nourish, that the child should have good nutritious balanced diet, nutritious food, exclusive breastfeeding for the newborn till 6 months. Starting of the top food after 6 months, which is we call complementary feeding, and the full immunization coverage, including the rotavirus coverage. Because sometimes there are viral diarrheas which contributes. So rotavirus contributes to the reduction, further reduction in these cases also in small children. So when nutrition, vaccination and the sanitation measures, they combine with each other. We do not allow child to actually succumb to the malnutrition and the immunity is maintained, and there are much less incidence and cases of diarrhea occurring.
apart from diarrhea, pneumonia is also seen as a cause for infant mortality, or for that matter, child mortality as well. How is that being prevented or being treated?
Yes, if we talk about the deaths occurring in the under 5 children, pneumonia is the actually number one cause, which is contributing to almost 17 to 18%, followed by diarrhea, which is contributing to around 6%. So pneumonia, as you said, is also caused, you know, these measures which I'm talking about, you know, protection, prevention and treatment works for pneumonia also, because pneumonia is caused by a bad environment, indoor household pollution. Again, the germs are being taken care by the child while the hands are not clean. So they're taken inside, and if you imagine a small child, they are eating from those hands. So if it is not washed properly, they are going to inhale those things in different forms. The child has a low immunity, it's come to pneumonia. So ultimately, those sick children, they are then hospitalized and leads to, you know, all this treatment and death. So these can be easily averted by these strategy, and all have to come together. And let me tell you, add one thing. We have to make our children ambassadors of these health messages, because it requires behavioral change, awareness. Having things only will not suffice. As a community, we all have to work together so that our children, and we become a healthy society. So those healthy habits have to be developed in the children, not only in the school, even in the households, even in the villages, even in the communities.
So clearly, parents who are looking after their child have to be educated along those lines. So how do you go about preparing them for the ordeal of childbirth? Because you also have other causes, for instance, prematurity, birth asphyxia, and trauma, congenital malformation. So how do you prepare parents to ensure that the birth is healthy and without any complications up till the age of 5 at least?
As you mentioned, the most of the deaths which are occurring, apart from diarrhea and pneumonia, remain the major killers. Apart from that, it's the newborn period, the healthy birth, which contributes to almost 2/3 of the causes which are occurring in the infants. So these practices around birth, they need to be strengthened, and which starts right when the mother is getting pregnant. As soon as the mother is getting pregnant, she needs to register herself in the health facility for a good antenatal checkup during those 9 months. She needs to have those minimum 4 visits. And if it's a high risk, like if the mother has blood pressure, diabetes, she needs to have that ultrasound during the pregnancy, and she needs to have more visits if she's a high risk. So definitely her contact with the nearest health facility is important. Second thing, to have the birth in a facility where there is a provision for a safe delivery and the baby is being taken care of. Immediately after birth, the baby is being taken care of with exclusive breastfeeding. Definitely the warmth is provided. Baby does not become hypothermic. If the baby is required to be transported, then it is in the ambulance where there's equipment is there. So these things, this awareness becomes very important, and for this ministry takes a lot of initiatives, like we have a Tilkari system where messages are being sent to all the registered pregnant mothers in every week, starting from pregnancy till the baby is 6 months, then 1 year of age, till when to do what, so that she reminds us. And there are multiple platforms, they are spreading the messages through different IEC materials, communication, videos, so that awareness and education is there in the parents, in the upcoming parents. And also I want to add one thing, that the healthy girl ultimately becomes a healthy mother. So please take care of your girl child. If she is anemic, she will be going to become a, you know, weak pregnant mother. So the nutrition of an adolescent girl becomes very important, that she eats healthy diet, she is not anemic, so that she become a healthy mother and give rise to a healthy baby.
So issues like gender justice also come into this.
Absolutely, a lot of importance is there of that.
Dr. Gupta, you spoke about natal care, you spoke about infant, you're talking about preventing child mortality. Could you tell us from a technical standpoint, what is the age and time when you're classified as such, for the benefit of our listeners?
When we talk about the neonate, newborn is generally we talk about till 1 month of age. To be precise, 28 days of life, but till 1 month of age, baby is the newborn, where the baby is most vulnerable for any type of illness which needs to be taken care of. Till birth to 1 year of age, baby is called the infant. Again, then there are, apart from this newborn period, the other aspects become important, like nutrition, that the baby gets a breastfeed and complementary feeding. The growth developmental delay does not happen, so the growth monitoring, the weight gain is happening, and this nutrition aspects. Most cases of diarrhea and pneumonia, children contract during this age. baby becomes malnutrition during this age. So, till 1 year of age again becomes very important. Then we have a bracket of those 1 to 5 years of age. So, we say under 5 children, which includes all from birth. And again, these things become gradually less in number. But again, if the child is not well in the initial 1 year, he's going to become, it's a vicious cycle. The child is going to become weak and recurrent sickness. It is not taken care of during 1 year of age. So, this is the prominence. And most of the illness which takes place in under 5 again are in the newborn period. And then the infantile period. The child is taken care during 1 year of period, he's going to be a healthy child with a good growth output. And definitely when we, as a parent, we want our children to be healthy adults. So definitely amounts to that.
Dr. Gupta, when the British scientific journal Nature came out with their report about the success in India, one looks at figures like, you know, the infant mortality death for 2024 is 25.788. For 2023, it's 26.619 per 1,000 children born. And then you have for 2022, 27.695 per 1,000 children born. And what we're seeing is the infant mortality has been dropping by 3% year on year. And earlier, from the layman's perspective, there was a 10% death per 1,000 children born. Then that was the sign of a least developed country or an undeveloped country. But how would you place India right now with figures which are so low and are only coming down a year-on-year basis?
We have progressed, you know, in the last decade, the India has progressed phenomenal with respect to these neonatal and infant mortality rates and under 5. And as you know, one of the goals of our sustainable development, global goals, is to reach the single digit neonatal mortality rate of less than 12 and the under 5 mortality rate of less than 25. So definitely India is on the path if we see the last decade. And in fact, the reduction in our rates is better than the global rates if we see the decline in the global rates. So with these interventions which are happening for the child health, in when the maternal health because contributes. So in the RMNCHR strategy, from the health point of view, there is a collaborative effort from different ministries we talk about. Apart from the health, Ministry of Women and Child and Development, the Swachh Bharat Mission, Hygiene and Sanitation, Urban, so all are coming together for this common goal which can be achieved through the collaborative efforts. And even Ministry of Education, so all these will take part. If the efforts are sustainable with these rates, definitely as the predicted reduction rates are going, we should be able to achieve our goals. But again, as I said, the journey is long, and then you have to reach, you know, the final step. That is the extra push is required, where all need to bring together, and the role of community and the parents become very important.
Finally, Dr. Gupta, I would like to know role, because without the help of health workers, none of this is possible, no matter how much money is poured into programs like it.
Yes, absolutely. Health workers actually go a long way, because they are the actually backbone of the health system. And apart from the prevention and the promotion, we talk about the promotive health. So we always talk about promotive health, what needs to be done so that the children across our country does not become sick. And if they become sick, how to early identify? Because in cases of children, especially the small baby, small child, it's very important that the moment they get sick, they should be taken care of. They should be taken to a health facility, because children do not have that much reserve as adults. So the timing is very important. So please take your children to the health facility as soon as you feel that the child is not looking okay to you. As a parent, we know when our child is okay, so that early treatment can be given and the child can be saved. So that is my message. Promote the good behavior, treat them on time, take the child to the health facility on time, and the government is, you know, trying all hard so that our country as a whole, we all can move together, move forward. This is a demographic dividend, so we all need to work together.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shobhna Gupta, for being with us on Akashvani and explaining us in detail as to the reasons why infant and child mortality deaths have come down on a year-on-year basis and the importance of the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan mission that the government of India has undertaken on a long-term basis. Thank you.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on role of Swachh Bharat Mission in reducing infant mortality rate. The participants were Dr. Shobhna Gupta, Deputy Commissioner, Rashtriya Bal Swasthya Karyakram, and Arjun Chaudhary, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.